Hi, you're listening to Angelo Pizzotti, the gay man's therapist, and this is a short podcast on this week's Ask Angelo. All right, well, I'm back with more Ask Angelo advice, and I'm so excited because I've gotten so many emails for people requesting my podcast, which is just totally unexpected. So here I am. Sorry for the long delay, and thank you for inspiring me. And let's get to it. So this one is, do you believe in making New Year's resolutions or accepting yourself as you are? This guy wrote into me, signed, maintaining the status quo. And I wrote back regarding New Year's resolutions, dear maintaining the status quo, cultivating a sense of self-love and high self-esteem are paramount for gay men emergent from an oppressive heterosexist world. While I of course encourage gay men to accept themselves above all else, self-sabotaging or self-destructive behavior are not in alignment with self-acceptance, self-care, and personal growth. So I support personal change toward those endeavors at any time of year. But New Year's is probably the most popular time that we celebrate change. Each year, about a third of Americans will make a New Year's resolution. But try whatever we might, most of us go back to our old ways by Valentine's Day. It's really hard to change our behavior. Bad habits like overeating, overshopping, oversexing, smoking, drinking excessively, drugs, under-exercising, and the like comfort us. We pleasure ourselves with the bad stuff. Via our problem behaviors, we're actually trying to self-soothe ourselves by self-medicating inner pain. We're seeking to unwind and feel good. It's an act of attempted self-love. No one I know really wants to decrease the pleasures in their life, so we continue with these bad habits. The problem is that our poor choices can end up hurting us, therefore being self-destructive. Many of us will die from health-related illnesses due to our poor habits to control stress. So why isn't that enough to stop us? Since we do bad things to ourselves to relieve uncomfortable feelings, we're looking for an immediate fix. Under such emotional duress, living longer can seem so far away that it doesn't take priority in the here and now. If whatever we're doing to cope is physically addictive, then we can feel compelled to do it even more. Almost anything can be used in a self-destructive way if we're out of balance with it. I mean, we can work too much, exercise too much, tan too much, TV watching too much internet, too much coffee, caffeinated drinks, too many supplements, other things we don't usually associate with being bad. The point is that anything can be addictive if we're using it more than is necessary to cope and if it's out of our control and causing us trouble. And stopping is hard. How do you know if you're addicted? Well, you take this simple test. Try stopping and see what happens. Now, you probably know what you need to change. And when I say bad, it's of course in quotes, bad behavior. However, I do have a top 10 list for New Year's resolutions just in case you might need some ideas. So here they are. Number one, give up a bad habit. Smoking, binge drinking, drugging, overeating, sexual compulsivity, etc. Number two, begin a good habit. Diet, exercise, meditate, yoga, volunteer, and the like. Number three, end a bad relationship. Get out of unhealthy relationships. Number four, renew a broken relationship. Forgiveness, solutions, moving forward together. Number five, start new healthy relationships. Meet more friends, date, join a new supportive community that interests you. Number six, be better with money. Budget, spend less frivolously, don't overspend. Number seven, do what you've been putting off. Talk about it. Finish that project, join that group, take that trip, apply for the new job, and the like. Number eight, make that life change. Move, get a pet, open your relationship, make a monogamous commitment, become a parent, and the like. Number nine, start to put yourself first. It's not selfish, but practicing self-care to include you in the equation. And number 10, stick to it. Behavioral change is hard, but worth striving for to be the best person you can be. Get support from loved ones, a 12-step program, even professional help. I quote, which I also use to begin my book, it takes a lot of courage to release the familiar and seemingly secure to embrace the new, but there is no real security in what is no longer meaningful. There is more security in the adventurous and exciting, for in movement there is life, and in change there is power by Alan Cohen. So all my best. Be sure to check out my new book, Straight Acting, Gay Men, Masculinity, and Finding True Love, available now at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and AskAngelo.com. Thanks for listening, and I'm out.